This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sunday, May 24th. The year is 2020. We are 162 days out from this historic election. 162 days out from this historic election. If you are a TV viewer or radio listener, you have to understand that when I say that you are the Paul Reveres in this fight, that is not to patronize you or pat you on the head and make you feel important. It is because obviously you are extremely important with 162 days left till this ultimately important election. Now, I'm going to cover news coming up at the start of the next segment that is very important information that if it gets out to other people, we will be able to really turn a lot of things around. And, of course, I'm talking about all the real numbers and real actuaries coming out of big banks and insurance companies in the United States, South Africa, Japan, Europe, showing that the lockdowns are a hoax and that COVID-19 is a hoax and that everyone dying of other diseases is counted as COVID-19 and is the biggest fraud the planet has ever seen. Daily Mail. Lockdowns failed to alter the course of pandemic, J.P. Morgan study claims. Well, they don't claim that. And then it ties in to all the real numbers. But the neuroses and the mental illness that it's manifested is going to take generations to go away unless we all start speaking out against the hoax. Now, there is a real virus that came out of a weapons lab, and it has great gain of function, so a lot of people get it. So you can all be suspect. And so that in tests it will match regular coronaviruses, one of the most common forms of death, so they can create fear. It is a fear weapon. Period. 97,000 deaths in the United States, and almost all of those were individuals that were over 85 years of age and had up to 3 pre-existing conditions, and most of the tests were fake. And that's all in the details. And when medical doctors and scientists, epidemiologists and virologists all go public, they get silenced. We have a guest joining us who's gone viral coming up in the second hour, who's a medical worker. And, of course, their videos have been getting sidelined and blacklisted as well because the system is desperate to keep this hoax going. So we're going to expose it all here today, but I cannot relay to you enough how important it is that you understand how powerful you are when you are silent. You give total acquiescence to the enemy and let them take over our lives. But when you speak up and say no, you are powerful for all of us and for a pro-human future. So that's coming up as well. We have a lot of really good news. Judge blast governor stay-at-home order, overrides it, says Americans don't get ruled. That's coming up. Also, the Supreme Court of Brazil has ordered a Bolsonaro video to be released from a private cabinet meeting he was having. And it shows that he's just as real as we all knew he was, talking about how the communist cities within the country are locking things down to create a depression and martial law, and how they're a bunch of pieces of garbage and a bunch of MFers and a bunch of criminals that must be stopped. So that's all coming up. Speaking of that, in communist China, they're using the fear of COVID-19 to openly talk about a military invasion of Hong Kong. So it is all coming up on this live May 24th, 2020 Sunday transmission with only 162 days left Please tell everyone you know about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to, local TV stations you're watching, and band.video, and the live feeds, as well as the easy place to find the feeds, Infowars.com/show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gentlemen, we are live on this May 24th, 2020 Sunday transmission with only 162 days left until this incredibly important election. I am here on this Sunday, the day before Memorial Day, because I really value the fact that there are people, even on a day when a lot of people are out barbecuing and having fun, that are so concerned about the country and the world that you're tuning in to try to get the latest information and analysis, and I will do my best to not let you down. Well, here's the good news. We have judges in Illinois moving to override the unconstitutional continued lockdown order of the bureaucrats. We have Trump coming out on Friday and saying that he is saying the states are open and that religious services are essential, or he will override the governors, and that is a federal issue because it is the First Amendment. That's how the First Amendment begins, for those that don't know. Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. And so Trump said that on Friday. The Brazilian counterpart to Trump, who's even more hardcore than Trump, has come out and said this is communist martial law, and he's going against the very same blue cities that we have here, the same types, that are using it as a permanent lockdown to bankrupt the economy and make people dependent. We're going to play that clip in a moment from Bolsonaro. But first, this is what President Trump had to say on Friday that has the left freaking out so bad.
Let's watch.
Thank you very much. At my direction, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter and all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time. Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed the liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less.
Now, if President Trump said if a state banned abortion, and if Trump said, I'm going to override that state, he couldn't do that constitutionally, or vice versa. But if a state said we're going to confiscate the guns, he could override that because that's in the Bill of Rights. And it's the same thing when it comes to churches. It's the First Amendment, and it's federally protected 100%. We don't get the rights from the feds. The Bill of Rights was set up to enshrine the rights that were already there and to say the government's job is to be a guarantor and a defender of those rights. And if it becomes destructive of those rights or aims, it is not just the people's right, but their duty to change or abolish by any means necessary those forms of government to which they've become accustomed. We've all heard of it. It's why we have July 4th and the fireworks going off in the sky symbolizing explosive cannonballs raining down shrapnel on British ships. It's called the Declaration of Independence. And Bolsonaro understands it. Big article on Infowars.com. And, you know, I'm proud of our audience. I'm proud of your activism. I have met with Bolsonaro's son, who's a major member of their Congress. And we got an invite to go down there. We haven't been able to do it yet. I'm going to try to get them on the show via Skype. Ran into them at CPAC. And they said, you know, you helped inspire us and we're one of the main movements to this happening. I'm like, okay. He goes, no, I'm serious. And, you know, why didn't you get back with me earlier? And I handed it off to a previous crew member that didn't get it done. So I'm handling it myself. But we're very proud of the fact that this whole operation, our crew, you, the listeners and viewers that spread the articles and videos, you're responsible for the rebellions against the New World Order all over the world. UKIP's head has come on the broadcast, or founder, and said that they were getting almost no traction until about 15, 16 years ago. Suddenly, Nigel Farage would knock on doors, and UKIP exploded. Because InfoWars was in the top 50 websites back then in the UK, according to Alexa. And again, it's not me bragging about InfoWars, about bragging about you. That this broadcast and the feet and legs you gave it, we're in this together, has put Bolsonaro, thanks to his incredible courage, and that's brutally stabbed and survived. The guy is amazing. And quite frankly, I think more hardcore than Trump. He's more direct. He's just, he's Trump 2.0, and I'm not kissing his ass just because we helped energize their operation. It's the truth. Listen to this guy. The Supreme Court ordered him to release his private meeting of cabinet officials because somebody snitched and said he was screaming at them. And so they did release it. And here is what he's saying in Portuguese. I'll do my best to read the subtitles. Here it is. Sir, ministers of justice, please. I was decided not long ago that you could handcuff almost no one. Why are they putting handcuffs on a citizen that's working or on a woman in a public square? They keep on humiliating our people, and that's back it up. Let's start over again. Not a big deal, not a problem, but we kind of minimized it while I was talking. So let's just go all the way back to the start, and then I'm going to read it as we go here. Thanks, guys. Okay, Sir Minister of Justice, please. It was decided not long ago that you couldn't handcuff almost no one. Why are they putting handcuffs on citizens that's working or a woman in a public square? And the justice doesn't do anything. You have no effing... Back up again, please. You have to effing speak. Keep going. You're going to be quiet until when? Or do I have to keep on exposing this myself? You have to speak. Put it out there. Dish it out. You can't put handcuffs, a decision, on the Supreme Court itself. And we're going to be quiet until when? They keep on humiliating our people, and that's growing. People keep on pointing at me. I voted on you for you to do something. Voted on you so you make decisions. And it's true. I couldn't care less with the re-election. And we have to think about that, all of us. What these sons of bitches want is our freedom. Look, look how easy it is to impose a dictatorship in Brazil. How easy it is. The people are locked down in their homes. This is why I want the Minister of Justice and Minister of Defense, that the people arm themselves with a Second Amendment. That's going to ensure that the MFers is going to show up and impose a dictatorship here, because it's easy to impose a dictatorship here too easy. An effing mayor make a effing decree, handcuff people, keep everybody at home. And he goes on to break it all down. It's powerful. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get into massively important news. JP Morgan has a big actuary that's come out that basically shows the same type of things that South African insurance companies show. 29 times the death caused by the COVID lockdown than actually caused by supposed COVID in South Africa. That came out 2 weeks ago. Well, lockdowns failed to alter the course of pandemic. JP Morgan's study finds. Daily Mail. That's coming up next segment. I want to get back to Trump saying time to open the economy. I want to get back to all these federal and state judges saying time to open it up and making very clear statements that governors and governments don't have the power to do things like this, but they are doing it. And then the numbers and the graphs and everything they base this on was a fraud. What these sons of bitches want is our freedom, Bolsonaro vows, to arm Brazilians to prevent dictatorship. Videos of a private speech delivered by Brazilian President Bolsonaro to his cabinet about freedom and guns went viral on Saturday after a court ordered the release of one of his private meetings. Bolsonaro's son, Eduardo, released the video about the Brazilian Supreme Court issued an order on Friday to release one of President Bolsonaro's private staff meetings, this one particularly. The video shows President Bolsonaro going on an expletive-laced rant against the communist and radical mayors in Brazil who stripped away the people's rights, culminating in the endorsement of gun ownership, which he ran saying he would do, 1776 worldwide. God, family, country. Why are they putting handcuffs on citizens that's working or a woman in a public square? Talk about the lockdown, Bolsonaro said, translated in English. And the Justice Department doesn't say anything. You have to effing speak. They keep on humiliating our people, and that's growing. What these sons of bitches want is our freedom. Look how easy it is to impose a dictatorship in Brazil. How easy it is to continue. The people are locked in their homes. This is what I want. But the people arm themselves. That's going to ensure that the mother effer is not going to show up and impose a dictatorship here. Because it's easy to impose a dictatorship here. Too easy. A effing mayor makes a effing decree, handcuff people, and keep everyone at home. If they were armed, they'd go to the streets. And if I was a dictator, I'd want to disarm people. Just like all the other disarmed people before they imposed their respective dictatorship. Because I don't want a dictatorship, he said, and it can't be postponed anymore. I want people armed because an armed people will never be enslaved, he added. Man, this is George Washington 2.0 right here, baby. This is better than Trump. And again, they've stabbed him viciously in the liver and kidneys. Everybody's seen the footage. Maybe we should pull that up, Bolsonaro stabbed. He's a total patriot. He's done everything he said he would do, but the cities that are leftist controlled, they use the free society against it, are locked down martial law, bankrupting the normal businesses and normal people for control. And Bolsonaro understands that. They've only had 20,000 people die of COVID-19 there. They had three times that die of the flu. And so the media is saying he's rocked by it. This is going to totally blow up in their faces. People want realness. People understand what's happening. The Supreme Court there is, but after him, I predict if he doesn't back down or apologize, this will just make him stronger. By the way, You talk about rocket fuel, him and his family, and they're all like, let's just say alpha males. So they know what they're doing. They're risking their lives. It's beautiful, and I'm very proud of the fact that InfoWars has inspired them and others, and they inspired us as well greatly. But this whole lockdown is being used to destroy open free societies. The Democrats now, Bernie Sanders has admitted it. Other Democrats have admitted it. Just this last week, Hillary came out and admitted it. There were all these news headlines. USA Today, you name it. Oh, it's so good for the earth and the environment that we've had this lockdown, and it's teaching us to change American society, and it's teaching us how to live differently. And it's all a bunch of billionaires that live on giant estates. They're telling us if we don't live the way they want us to live, all the ice caps will be melted by 2013 and 2017, and the same ones that constantly give us all these fake numbers and all these fake diagrams about how we're all dead unless we all stay locked up in our houses. But now that is not the case. But if you look at it, whether it's communist China going after Hong Kong or their own people in mainland, or whether it's the corrupt EU, or whether it is socialist and communist cities and states that are within free nations in the U.S. or in Brazil, every communist mayor, every socialist mayor, every leftist mayor has used this to lock their people down and then call their globalist businesses essential, which is the ultimate form of discrimination. But the race-based system is coming to an end. People get that it's about individual rights and freedom and all of us being essential. That's when Joe Biden came out with Charlemagne the God radio show and said, you're not black if you vote for Trump. That created a giant exodus of people who didn't want to be talked to like they were a plantation slave. You see, we're all on the New World Order plantation, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to get off of it. But when I come back, I'm actually going to burrow into the numbers here that I was mentioning that are so huge that we already know, but now it's J.P. Morgan saying it, that, okay, yeah, the lockdown's been a fraud. It didn't protect people. The cities that have the ongoing lockdown have the highest levels of COVID-19 and the highest death rate. Now, they don't extrapolate out why that is. I will with the anecdotal prima facie evidence. That's all coming up. Separately, we have a Memorial Day special going right now that is going to have to end in just a few days. Our big mega giant sale that we've been running for over a week and a half has had to come to an end because about a third of the products that we had have been sold out. In fact, I had my print off for the new promo here on Friday, and it's not here. So if you guys will go into the producers folder for me over there, it'll have the new ad that I personally wrote Friday and emailed over. Thanks. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, Memorial Day Super Sale is now live at InfoWarsStore.com, our biggest sell of the year, with up to 70% off store-wide. And so a lot of things have sold out, like Pollen Block, Vitamin Refusion, Bodies, and Ultra 12. Try Iodine, 60% off, selling out very quickly. InfoWars Life, Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, 40% off, selling out very quickly. Real Red Pill, River Bubble Plus are almost sold out, 50% off. Bazo Beach sold out, 40% off. So you need to take advantage of these sales while you still can. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. It is back in stock. Survival Shield X2, 50% off, back in stock. Alexa Pure Breeze, $100 off retail. Emrex Essentials, hand sanitizer combo, 50% off. 8-pack Power Stack, best deal we've got, amazing products. That's at cost or below. It's 70% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Limited edition InfoWars Face Mask, $9.95, about to sell out. Turbo Force, 40% off, and so much more. Supermel Vitality, back in stock. This is the particular Memorial Day special. Knockout, 50% off. Brain Force, 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, 60% off. And it's your purchase that makes the broadcast possible. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale, we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60%. 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And they've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Full at InfoWars.com, where he laid out a lot of really important issues. There's a 24-minute interview. We won't air the whole thing here. But here he is talking about having a chance, if he gets reelected, to break the deep state, which is an organized group of globalist criminals in the bureaucracy. Here it is.
In the deep state, I'm fighting the swamp. And I said I was doing it, and I'm exposing the swamp. I think if it keeps going the way I'm going, and Ratcliffe is fantastic, if it keeps going the way it's going, I have a chance to break the deep state. It's a vicious group of people. It's very bad for our country. And that's never happened before. You happen to be a victim of the deep state, I hate to tell you, whether you know it or not, but they've treated you horribly over the years. And so have they treated many other people. They never thought I was going to win, and then I won. And then they tried to get me out. That was the insurance policy. She's going to win, but just in case she doesn't win, we have an insurance policy. And now I beat them on the insurance policy. And now they're being exposed. Comey is a dirty cop. McCabe, bad guy. These are all bad guys. Lisa Page and Strzok, these are the two lovers, right? And they use public servers. They put it out public because they didn't want anybody to see, you know, like spouses, etc., to see that they were having an affair. And because they did that, they got caught. Tremendous things have happened. They forged documents. We caught them. They have people that have forged documents.
Yeah, we forget that they use forged documents to get the FISA court to allow the illegal spying on Trump, because even then it was illegal. And I forget that it was William Binney 2.5 years ago that called me and he said, you know, the federal court, the FISA oversight court has come out and said that this was fraud. No one's covered it. You should cover it. And we exposed what the Nunes memo was. Nunes was saying, oh, I'm going to expose this incredible federal court oversight dealing with the unmasking and dealing with the crossfire hurricane. But there it was. And I had to have the former technical head of the NSA call me up and tell me, Alex, go look at this. There it is, February 1st, 2018, over 2 years ago. And again, it's not that I'm even that smart. We have a little platform here that people that are good in the government and good in corporations use to get stuff out. It's not that I'm that special, they want to get us off air. It's that I will tell the truth and I will have whistleblowers on. And that scares the living daylights out of the establishment who have hijacked this country. But there's the ongoing head of the FBI. Not sure why we threw him up there, but there he is. There's the director of the FBI currently. Now, let me go ahead and get into this next piece of news and information. And I'm not mad that they put the current director of the FBI up. It's just that they're in there pulling up whatever I talk about. We don't pre-script the show. I get ready, then they hear me talk about stuff, they just type stuff in and pull it up, and I want to create some new Q thing or some cryptic deal because we randomly put that up there. Let me hit the, since we did that, yep. Let me just hit more about what we were just covering, and in the next segment I'll get into the J.P. Morgan admitting that basically COVID lockdowns are a hoax. It's a big deal. I mean, we already know this. We can look at the same numbers they're looking at, and it's just absolutely on its face, open and shut, 2 + 2 = 4. It's ridiculous. But let's get back into what they were just talking about. Trump has now removed 5 so-called inspector generals. Because you've got these agencies, and you go, oh, well, they're not rogue agencies because they've got inspector generals over them. But when the inspector generals are globalists, and when the inspector generals go along with 3 attempted coup attempts on the president, you have to remove them. Most presidents come in, they remove all the inspector generals, they remove the attorney general, they remove whoever was there because it's a part of having who you got elected put in. So the people you know, you trust. The American people elected Trump, we respect him, we trust him, so Bill Clinton, I didn't like Bill Clinton. I didn't trust Bill Clinton. But you know what he did? He fired every U.S. attorney the first day he got in office. Trump didn't fire anybody. Because he didn't know what he was really up against. And that these people had all been put in place by the Clintons and by Obama and by the Bushes and were globalists. And so everything he did, they were going to leak. Everything he stood up for, they were going to undermine. And so we've said, purge them. Don't purge them like the communists do, marching out in the field and shooting in the back of the head. Communists aren't elected. We elected Bolsonaro to defend the Brazilian people. They did. We elected President Trump. We, the people of this planet, elected Trump to go back to a pro-human future. And so for him to remove people because he's found out their allegiance isn't to America. Their allegiance isn't to the people that voted Trump in. Their allegiance is to the global New World Order. And because Trump's never been a sellout to globalists, he just can't believe it. They lie to his face. So now Joe McGuire has been removed as the acting director of National Intelligence. And Trump has put his guy in that will get the job done of ferreting out the fifth column out of the United States. So we've had Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson. Bye-bye. Department of Defense Acting Inspector General Glenn Fine. Bye-bye. Health and Human Services Acting Inspector General Christine Grimm. Goodbye. State Department Inspector General Stephen Linnick. Goodbye. Department of Transportation Acting Inspector General Mitch B-E-H-M. Gone. And now we've got this latest Joe McGuire. Gone, 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 gone. And don't let the door slap you on your New World Order arse. The globalist coup is being removed. And all these globalists, like William McRaven that ran the whole fake Navy SEAL, Bin Laden crap, and all the rest of this, politicizing the Navy, special warfare, and ruining it. This joke talks about patriotism and talks about traitors within. And Edmund Burke quotes, the only thing necessary for triumph of evil is good men do nothing. They have presided over the destruction of the Republic, the sellout to the communist Chinese, the New World Order, a drag queen story time federally funded, Hollywood hating America, Hollywood funding race war, all the demoralization, all the one-sided trade deals to shut our economy down, letting the radical Islamists in, the list goes on and on and on and on, allowing criminal elements of the CIA to ship narcotics in. You know why everybody's really pissed at Trump on the dark side, on the New World Order side? Because Trump's cutting all that off. He's removing the governmental narcotics traffickers. Trump is a big anti-drug guy, and he's like, this is a joke. And so it's all being ended right now. And it's absolutely pissing them off to no end, and I love it. I mean, Trump's totally for real in that he really wants to be president. He believes he's doing the right thing. He made a lot of mistakes, not getting rid of all these globalists when he got in, but he didn't know who they all were. He counted on others under him to go out and get him good staff. Well, the first thing they did was blackmail and threaten everybody around Trump. I mean, I'm down the line from the top of the pyramid with Trump, at least two levels. And they have been on me, my whole family, dirty tricks, lies, New York Times, Washington Post, assigned dirty trick reporters, private investigators, foreign intelligence agencies, attempted blackmail operations, sex operatives. I mean, and I'm down the hill, man. I mean, I'm in Texas, not trying to be in the swamp, not trying to parlay power, not trying to get favors done. I'm just trying to promote freedom. And they have had an army on my ass. So let me tell you, anyone in that White House has been under total surveillance and assault of the deep state. But finally, it's being turned back against them. And finally, they're getting in trouble for it. And finally, they're being shown to be the anti-American traitors they are. So when they sit up there and say, I'm a traitor, Trump's a traitor, BS, you're the traitors, and everybody knows it, scum!
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks, going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're an easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready, because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, folks, we are back live. We're broadcasting worldwide. And, you know, we have a very special guest joining us next hour who I'll tell you about in a few minutes. But let me just throw this out. If you've got some baseball player signing a five-year, $100 million contract with some NFL player or basketball player, I don't care. But when my old friend Joe Rogan, I've known 22 years, moved to Spotify, it wasn't about the money, because I know the contract details. He's making the same amount he was. He did it because he wanted freedom and didn't like the fact that YouTube had been censoring him. And Joe told me that. And Joe said, you can talk about that Thursday. He just didn't know how big it would be and how that would kind of overshadow that the stock was up $5 billion. And so it wasn't that he didn't want that out there. It was that they didn't want that to be the story. Instead, how great Spotify is going to be and how it's going to be free speech going forward. So I'm going to leave it at that. But everything I said on Thursday was what Joe told me, but with my own view on it. Like, Joe didn't say, I'm the real Alex Jones. No, I said, wow, Joe, you really are coming out against the globalists. You're coming out against Obama. You're coming out against all these people. And what you're telling me, this is beautiful. And now look at Fox News today. Joe Rogan would vote for President Trump over Joe Biden. I don't think he can handle anything. They want to say it's an insult to put somebody up this brain damaged. Well, I mean, that's what I came and told you Thursday, Joe was saying. But I get it. I'm so attacked or whatever. Let Joe say it himself. Here's another one. Joe Rogan, Obamagate is real, illegal, and basically Obama's a criminal. That's been put up. By the way, Thursday when I talked to Joe at Link, I mean, I've talked to him obviously every day since then, but he'd just take those shows. Look, I'm going to leave it at that. There was obviously hyperbole in there from me and my view on what Joe was doing and the fact that we need to see other platforms, not just like Google, Facebook, and Twitter censor everybody. And so if Spotify does that with Joe, that'll open the way up for so many others. And Joe said, you can say, I'm really upset by all these medical doctors they're censoring off the air that they don't want people to hear from who are talking about the models being all fraudulent, COVID-19 not being very deadly, and all the other deaths being attributed to COVID-19, which is confirmed. People have the right to say whatever they want, but they certainly have the right to say what's true. And so Joe said, oh, sure, yo, go, yeah, go, great conversation. I'm like, man, you're really amped up and excited. And yeah, stock's up $2 billion, and I just want to have free speech. And I'm like, great, I can say all this? Yeah, just don't say these few things. I didn't say the few things he told me. Like Joe's like, yeah, I'm looking at moving to Texas and blah, 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 and some other things. And can I say that? Yeah, just don't say these particulars. And then I said that, and I was talking to him. And he goes, hey, you told people I'm coming to Texas. I said, dude, you forget you'd already said that on your podcast. He goes, oh, yeah. So, you know, Joe's a really great guy. He's a smart guy. And I know he's a patriot, but it doesn't matter because it's not Alex Jones saying it now. They released this podcast yesterday where he says that Joe Biden is an embarrassment and a joke and an insult and a slap in the face to everybody. And so that's all over the news now. And that's great. Just exactly what I told you on Thursday. That Joe is pulling away from this because he knows it's so destructive. Here's the clip Fox News is playing.
I can't vote for that guy.
I can't vote for him.
I can't vote for him.
I can't vote for Trump.
I'd rather vote for Trump than him. I don't think he could handle anything. I mean, you're relying entirely on his cabinet. Like, if you want to talk about an individual leader that can communicate, he can't do that.
So there you go. So what I said on air was 80% of what Joe said and then my view on what it meant. And then I get having Alex Jones become the spokesperson for this big move away from YouTube to Spotify. That's probably not what they were looking for. I just don't think Joe realized how it would get seized on and put out in the news. But it's all on its face. I mean, look, let's just move Joe Rogan out of the equation. Everybody is in an exodus away from control. I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, old, young, black, white. People want freedom. And speaking of that, here's a little five-minute segment of the individual that's going to be joining us in the next hour, Josiah Dan, who is a registered nurse who went out and gave a viral interview with millions of views, 20 years in healthcare on COVID-19. Here's what he had to say. Here's a boil down, and he'll join us live coming up in the next hour. We'll look at all the numbers, J.P. Morgan admitting that the lockdown made it worse, and so much more. But here's what they don't want you to see.
I stand before you as a practicing medical professional that questions the validity of the claims leveled about this pandemic. I stand with many of the doctors, PAs, nurse practitioners, and a host of other medical professionals who dare to question the narrative as it has been presented to us by the media. I have taken care of many patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 and have assisted to intubate them, manage their medications, and get them to whatever level of care they need to get to. As I have cared for these patients and attempted to keep up with the latest information as best I can, I have discovered that much of what is stated by the media outlets and state leaders does not match up with reality in the workplace and according to the scientific peer-reviewed literature. So what do the experts say? Is the view of the sciences and the healthcare community a consensus, as seems to be portrayed by the media and state governments?
No.
The answer to this question is a resounding no.
No.
I stand here as proof that the healthcare community is not of one mind. I have had many conversations with my colleagues who have expressed dissenting opinions from the apparent mainstream view. Should we mask? Should we open businesses? Should we be in fear of our lives? If we listen to the media and the governor like our own, the answer to this question actually stands in defiance of the data and history. Our country has largely shut down its workforce and hidden in fear from an invisible enemy that has claimed in the ballpark of as many lives as a bad, severe flu season. Today, we collectively suffer from broad business closures, violating both the Constitution and our individual rights. Mandatory masking policies are in large part a spurious attempt at best to gain PR for the state officials seeming to act as if they are doing something to protect us as individuals, while in fact may very well be putting us at higher risk for illness. Wearing masks outside of enclosed spaces, i.e. in nature, is ridiculous and asinine. Quarantining the healthy has never been mandated on a mass scale such as this, and we are seeing the profound economic effects with record unemployment levels. We are being told that we need to start contact tracing to limit exposure and track those who have been infected or affected by COVID-19. Now listen to me very clearly. Listen clearly. Let's just cut the PC speech out and call it what it is. This is Big Brother. I don't know about you, but I don't want the federal or state government meddling in my affairs any more than they already are. My home is my own, and the government tracers are not welcome to come into it. They're not welcome to come to my home, nor to come into it. Say no to contact tracing laws, and don't comply when they push you to do so. These programs ultimately are driving to control you at your most foundational level, your body. The contact tracing bill, H.R. 6666, seeks to destroy these protections, ultimately opening the door to mandated tracking, which violates our right to privacy, and forced vaccination, which ultimately is forced medical experimentation. These oversteps and tyranny do not go unnoticed. We are a freedom-loving people, and we abhor tyranny. We will not back down when threatened. Cease and desist of your current course of action. And this is for all of us. We stand at a precipice and have before us a choice. From behind comes a torrent of destruction, a new normal that threatens the very freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and by the Bill of Rights. This torrent.
All right, folks, we're going to stop right there. We're going to come back with the rest of the speech next hour, and then Josiah Dan will be joining us. Look at this MSN article, Undercover Agents Enforcing State Health Rules at Restaurant Bars. This is how they get you used to secret police, to being tracked by your cell phones. This is the UN globalist takeover. Bill and Melinda Gates admit themselves. He joins us live next hour. Now, I know that over a million people on the Sunday show are tuned in right now. What happens if you get excited and get angry and take action and call friends and family and tell them to tune into band.video, infowars.com/show to this live Sunday show? What happens if you send them text messages? What if you say, hey, a major healthcare worker is about to expose the fraud of COVID-19 and J.P. Morgan admits COVID-19 lockdowns are fraud? Would you take action to be free? You are the answer. This isn't some side issue. You are Optimus Prime.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.